You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Slice on Broadway has brought in pizza. Dom refuses to go out and get it. Why? Why won't you go out and get a piece of pizza? I gave you ample time to do that.
I have a show to produce, Joe. Also, it's like Disney World out there with the line that is forming. So I don't think I could get a slice.
They're like vultures. Perhaps I should have gotten you one. What flavor would you have chosen if you were going to get pizza?
I guess it's irrelevant now what flavor I would have wanted.
Yep. We have the big boy on the line. Yeah, where is he? He's supposed to be on the screen, too. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. There he is, sitting comfortably at home. How are you, big boy?
I'm at the old hotel right now. Hey, Joe, by the way, during the break, we saw you shoving about three pieces of pizza in your mouth at the same time.
One. I only had one piece of pizza.
Oh, you were shoving it. No. And tell Dom, you could just use the fast pass, Dom. If you're going to Disney, just go in there and say, hey, I got a show to produce. I'm cutting line.
That's a fair point.
I heard that the fast pass, Mark, is kind of like a scam because aren't there some rides that the fast pass doesn't work for?
I haven't been there in a while. I just was recently at Hershey. And their version of the Fast Pass really made me mad because they're waiting in line for an hour just to have 75 people with a family reunion cut in front of me right as I was ready to get in there. And I was not very happy. So,
where are you?
I am at the hotel in La Trobe. And as soon as I get done with you, I'm going to be heading on over to the St. Vincent College.
You stay at a hotel up there now?
They kicked us out of it. Well, where have you been?
Is where I've been. What, they make you stay in
We haven't been in the dorms since COVID.
Wow.
Out the door and deal with it. And I don't feel like driving the 100-mile round trip every day, so find a little nice little spot at the side of the road.
McAfee foot the bill?
Of course.
Wow. This guy is living large.
What do you think the entire Post Gazette staff does that you work for?
Do they all stay in a hotel?
Oh yeah, there's some. I mean, the whole trip guys have a whole Airbnb. It's like,
wow. I had no idea.
Benzie rents a farm in somewhere in Ligonier where the whole trip team goes. There's like ducks and geese and cows out in the backyard.
Ducky Schofield must be there. Benzie is like Antonio Brown, isn't he? He just does whatever he wants at camp. Does he fly in by helicopter?
It's the Tribune Review presented by Tim Benz, right?
Wow. I mean, all right. Well, let's get to the news of the day. Right. I had no idea all this was happening across the years. How about Will Howard? How does this affect things? How much do you think he would have played? What would a really strong performance have done? Does it change the Steelers' minds, maybe, that they're not going to get to see him in the preseason at all, about their plan for next year? Like, what are the ramifications of this injury?
I think the most important ramification right now is he was going to get a lot of reps in these three preseason games, starting with Saturday against Jaguars. He probably would have played, you know, nearly a half. And now all of his preseason likely is over. So you're losing, what, anywhere between 80, 100 reps that you could, you're never going to be able to get back. I don't think it really affects him in the way they look at things. I don't think if he would have came out and thrown for, you know, 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns in three preseason games, that they weren't going to go look for a quarterback next year in a draft. So that's for sure. So in the long-term thing here, Joe, I think it might benefit him that he now – I don't know if he hears the noise. I'm sure he does of the outside saying, where's Will Howard? Where's Will Howard? He needs to be in there. Imagine if he went out there Saturday and just lit it up. Will Howard should be starting. Will Howard should be starting. Let the guy learn. Now the pressure's off of him. He's not going to play for a couple of weeks. He's probably not going to get any preseason snaps or any regular season snaps at all this year. So he's ready to be able to battle whoever he needs to battle next year for the starting job. So
you agree? Long term,
I think it's good, but short term, it sucks.
So you agree with intern Dom that if Will Howard had lit it up in the preseason, there would have been an outcry for him to start immediately?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. These fans are – I'm talking about fan-wise. I guess some media, I don't know how to
– There's the nobody.
There's
no.
They love him. They love him.
So I know they love him, but I don't think either one of you guys has given people enough credit. Now, granted, there's always going to be a fringe that would have said, yeah, he should start. But he's a six-round pick who, if he goes in against Jacksonville's backups and lights it up, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You think we would have been inundated with calls and people emailing you, start Will Howard over Aaron Rodgers? I don't think you're giving the Steelers fan base enough credit.
I think maybe not the entire fan base, but I think your large portion would be like, what are we doing here? They like Will Howard because he's a winner. He's a guy that's won the national championship with huge college football playoff games and to a school that was three hours down the road who played Penn State, you know, last year.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, that's
everybody's
true too.
Well aware of Will Howard. That's what I'm saying here. And the sixth round pick, the big guy, nice man. If he can throw the ball, I mean, there was going to be a faction of people, especially if Rodgers got off to a slow start anytime, absolutely then.
What about little Mason Rudolph? I thought he was everybody's hero now, too.
I know. He might have to take a back seat now. I think he's having a good camp. I mean, he's a solid, solid number two. I mean, he can come in there. And the only difference between him and being a legit number one is the opportunity. I don't think he has a ton of opportunity. At Tennessee last year was rough. That team stunk. But we know what he can do at number two. We just don't know what he could do over like a 17-game schedule here if he's a starter for a decent team. But I think they're in a good situation where they are with him at the number two. And if you need to come in for a game, two games, a series, I think Rudolph is very capable of being able to produce. That's what you want from your backup, right?
Dom, you must be feeling pretty good about yourself now that the big boy has agreed with your hot take from earlier in the show.
I feel great. This is why Mark and I are very good friends, because you know, great minds think alike. So you ridiculed me earlier, and I'm glad I have backup.
Did you know that this guy in about 2 weeks is going back for his ninth year at Syracuse? Big boy. How about that?
Well, I spent I was on the six-year program, I think, myself. So,
actually, now that I think about it, my whole purpose in life for many years was to stay in college so I didn't have to get a job. I went to Cortland State, University of Buffalo, Damon College, Duquesne, and CCAC for a total of like 8 years. So I was on this plan, too. What did you think of Will Howard during training camp? Like, now that his camp is over, what impression did he make on you?
He didn't have a ton of reps. I mean, he still had first maybe week of the season camp, he was splitting three and four reps with Skylar Thompson. Now it was basically entrenched in that third rep. I mean, you saw some talent there, but I don't think there was enough sample size in training camp to, for him to be able to, you know, make a decision on him. Strong arm, made some right decisions, made some bad decisions. What do you basically expect from a rookie quarterback? I'll tell you one thing. He didn't look like a sixth-round draft pick rookie quarterback.
That's what about his physical capabilities impressed you the most? And where did you see, okay, that's why he was a sixth round pick?
Why he lasted
till the sixth round, I mean.
Oh, I don't know why he lasted till the sixth round. I would imagine because of the arm strength, but where do you really need to throw the ball 60 yards down the field in a game? Probably not very often. I mean, he has a lot of those intangibles where, you know, he's smart, he knows what to call, he knows where to go with the ball. You can tell that early on. And he's a pretty good runner of the ball, too, when necessary. Why he fell? Probably, I would imagine, just thinking that team was so loaded that a lot of people thought that maybe he was a product of the people around him more than he was a product of me.
But there was nothing that you saw in camp where you said, okay, that's why he dropped to the sixth round. Everything you saw was good. So let me ask you.
Yeah.
Percent chance that this guy is the next Steelers franchise quarterback?
Will Howard?
Yes.
18%.
What do you think of that, Dominator?
I mean, it's 18% too high. Mark, let me ask you this, just to piggyback off of you.
I'm just assuming they're going next year and going all out and try to get their quarterback and give him every opportunity to be their franchise quarterback in the draft. So it would probably be a little bit higher, I would guess. Not much higher.
All right, then let me rephrase the question. From what you saw, the percent chance that you believe that Will Howard could be a number one quarterback in the NFL, regardless of the situation.
It's still really early. I would like to see him in some pro games first. Yeah. But initial just view of him, 30% maybe. I mean, things could change a lot once you get into games and once you, you know, those proverbial bullets flying and how you react to that. This is just pretty much a setting where quarterbacks can excel at and see the same things. So it's really hard to answer that question with any truth of the matter. I would say 30.
All right.
Just for his size, his strength, his smarts. And he was a winner basically everywhere he went too, Joe.
Right. All right. Fair enough. ID, do you have a question for the big boy?
Yeah, Mark, I don't want any wishy-washy answer from you. I want a legit answer. Uh-oh. I want you to look into your crystal ball, and if you had to guess right here, right now, who do you think will be the Steelers starting quarterback in 2026?
Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What? I think Rodgers calls it a career.
I mean, you might be right.
I think they draft a quarterback and bring him along slowly, and Mason starts the season as your quarterback. And
part of me just says, let Mason be the quarterback, for God's sakes. This almost feels like torture at this point. Just make him the quarterback and give him a chance to be Geno Smith or somebody. I don't know, but I'm also starting to drink the Rodgers Kool-Aid a little bit, and that leads to my next question. He did? Tell us more about that and what you think we're going to see this season from him.
You're going to see – I keep throwing that word intangibles out there. He does a lot of stuff that is more than just throwing the ball down the field. He manipulates counts. He manipulates play clocks. He does no-look passes. He knows how to read – I hope he knows how to read defenses. He knows where to go with the ball before the ball. He can avoid sacks just by his knowledge of where people are coming from and how quickly he can get rid of the ball. And you might need that here on the right, left-hand side coming up here. So stuff like that. It's hard because you have to see him with your own eyes, Joe. Once you see him, you'll be like, yeah, that's the guy. Ryan Clark was up here yesterday, and he was pretty much – you know, a little bit of a naysayer with him until he saw him and said, yeah, this guy got some arm talent. Same thing there too. Until you see him out there and with your own two eyes, then you can realize that he's still got some left in the tank. He's not going to throw for 40 touchdowns, but he's not going to throw for 20 interceptions either. So I think he got better yesterday, but I don't think he's putting much, I want to say effort, but I want to say I don't think he's putting him enough. I think he doesn't read into the preseason as much, training camp as much as maybe the rest of us do. He's just trying to get things accomplished. He's not trying to move the ball up and down the field to be able to score. But ironically enough, Joe, his best day happened to come when Jalen Ramsey took the day off.
Mm, that's interesting. All right, how much does Aaron play in the preseason opener and in the preseason overall? How much do you think he will play, and how much, in your opinion, should he play?
I don't think he should play one snap. I think he should be on the Joe Burrow plan. What positive can come? I'll ask you, Joe, what positive comes out of Aaron Rodgers playing?
I agree with you, and I agree with Doran Dickerson, who said earlier today he can get all his reps in that scrimmage against Tampa where they're not allowed to touch him, that controlled scrimmage leading into the preseason game. Yeah. Do you agree with Doran there?
That's a good idea. That's a good thought. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, with a different look. Right now, they've been up here for 2 weeks now, offensive and defensively. They know exactly what they're going to do, just so how they line it up and how people run the routes. This is totally different when they bring in these – when the Buccaneers come here, it's just a total different animal here. So you should be able to get some good reps. I wouldn't play him at all. I would play Mason Rudolph for a half, and I would play Skylar Thompson for a half. I'd probably do that all three games.
What will Tomlin do, though?
He probably would throw him out there. I don't know. Historically, I'm going back to the Ben, where Ben always wanted to play or not in the preseason game to knock the rust off. But if you're going to go out there and give Aaron Rodgers one series where he hands the ball off five times and dumps one to Jaylen Warren for his fifth play, just sit him on the bench.
I agree.
I don't want to see that.
100% agree. Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show. He's quite a man. Dom, I'm going to let you ask him another question.
Quite a man.
Mark, what did you make of Brock Lesnar's return at SummerSlam this past weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry I did this.
The big Brock. Man, I wasn't expecting that, Dom. I really was not thinking. I was thinking they got me on that one a little bit. Let's see how far this goes now. Hey, if Cena wanted him to come in, and that was probably arguably his biggest rival or some of his toughest matches, yeah, let John Cena do what John Cena does. And he wanted Brock Lesnar, and Brock looked like a beast, beast incarnate. Right, Joe?
Yeah, just like Brock Purdy.
We lost, Joe.
Yeah, I was starting to eat my pizza again. All right, back to the Steelers for a moment. Which one of these injuries concerns you the most that their people are nursing, the Highsmiths of the world?
Which one worries me the most? I don't know, this Calvin Austin one's a little bit weird because nobody's really saying what it is. He's been out three practices right now. Surely he will not be playing against the Jaguars on Saturday. I don't know if that would worry me, but it's a little concerning that nothing has been said or they've been poo-pooing it or at least avoiding saying what it is. Just because of the depth of that position. I mean, Highsmith is huge because Highsmith was having a monster training camp. Nobody could block him. But in regards to him, at least you got the Herbigs and the Sawyers where you don't feel like you're totally out of place if you have to miss a little bit of time with Highsmith. I mean, Porter's back. I mean, Broderick Jones, I would have liked to see him not obviously hurt his groin here a week ago, because it's not didn't set him back, but it didn't give him a good start to training camp. Is he going to be able to catch up right now? But I would guess say Calvin Austin, just because of the unknown of the situation right now.
By the way, how did Howard break his hand? Was he working the old blocking sled like Mr. Unlimited?
The old CQ exchange, right? as Tomlin would call it. I guess he must have taken a million snaps over his career, and maybe his finger was, his pinky was sticking out a little bit, and a little bit of a snap, just a regular snap. I'm not sure who the center was. I'm guessing it was a second or third team center that did it, but
he broke it on a snap.
He probably had his pinky in the wrong place.
That sounds horrible, doesn't it, Dom?
Yeah, if you ever throw a football, Joe,
I know
you need the pinky to throw a football.
I know. I don't know that I've heard of this. I've heard of slamming it on a helmet. I've heard of, you know, breaking your fall on a tackle, fracturing your hand on a snap.
As of right now, that's what is believed to be the center exchange. But you're right. That seems more like a smack off the helmet than anything else. Maybe that changes as more information comes out. But as we hear right now, it was believed to be it came from Tomlin. But as he would say, I didn't put eyes on it. So that's just speculation.
And he's not going to tell us all the ingredients of the hot dog. Dom, you're only 11 years old, but have you ever heard of this?
Heard of what, a quarterback hurting their pinky finger?
Breaking their hand on a snap?
Yeah, that is a new one for me, Mark. That's a
maybe
new one.
It could have been he was going on two, and the guy snapped it at one, and his finger wasn't in the right. I don't know. Maybe whoever the center was, if it was Ryan McCollum or if it was
what do you mean? You're blaming this on the center? What, they snapped the ball too hard?
No, they snap it hard.
Right. Find out about that today and report back to us. You're the savvy old news hound now. You're the beat. You're literally the beat writer. Go and interview and see who broke his hand.
I could probably figure that out. Although, yeah, the same person said that's probably not that bad. It turns out to be broke yesterday, what they told me. But I guess 2 or 3 weeks, it's not that bad. It's not like it's a season-ending injury.
Right. Okay. Well, is he definitely out for the preseason then? We won't see him in a game. Yeah. Is he going to pull a Willis Reed and play with a cast on his hand? Or what's happening here?
He'll probably have a splint. The question is if he needs surgery. I don't know if that's been determined or not yet, because a lot of times they just go in and put a little pin in that finger just so he can heal really rapidly. I don't know if they're interested in that or not. I guess the second thing is, do you go scrape somebody off of the waiver wire just to take snaps as the third or the fourth team quarterback?
Who's still out there? That might be an interesting story.
Does it even matter? I mean, you're just having a body at that time, right?
Well, here's the thing. You have a soon-to-be 42-year-old quarterback who had a major injury in his recent past and has Broderick Jones blocking on his blind side. Mason Rudolph, I fear, is going to wind up playing this season. And then all of a sudden, who's his backup? So it might matter.
Well, Howard might be back, probably be back by then. See, they're moving to the south side here next week at this time.
Yeah.
And practices typically get smaller and more condensed. So I don't know how much reps are available for three quarterbacks at that time.
Dominator, do you have anything, any burning issues, anything you'd like to pass by Mark that's not wrestling related?
You know, I do have an issue with Mark, Joe. I don't want to start anything because I love Mark. But the last time I was producing when Mark was on,
yeah,
you know, we were talking about Twitter or whatever, and Mark said he didn't follow me on Twitter, and I was taken aback. And he said, you know what, don't worry about it. I'll follow you after the show. That was 2 weeks ago, and there's still no follow. So I'm now thinking it's something personal.
Explain yourself, big boy.
What? You worry about the...
Why aren't you following him on Twitter?
Here's the problem right now. You know why? I'm trying to... really delay here so I can hurry up and follow him on Twitter. So I can... But I don't know how to spell his name, so there's one big issue.
Yeah, that's a troublesome name.
See, it's a personal. I think it's personal.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, big boy. Oh,
wait! What are you talking about? I'm following you. I think you're full baloney.
Hey, Mark Cabali follows me on Twitter. I don't know what I'm talking about. Mark said he just followed me, so I guess I can take back everything
right.
I just said.
He takes back everything he said. Are you ready for a game of free association?
Was that a power move by Dom right there just to get me to follow him?
I think it was. He tricked you into it. You ready?
All right.
Is Juan Thornhill any good?
You're not going to mistake him for Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu anytime soon. He's serviceable.
Serviceable and injury prone. So why are so many people talking about this being a great, great defense, the best DK Metcalf has ever seen, when Juan Thornhill is your last line of defense?
But I don't know how much Juan Thornhill is going to play. I don't think he's going to be your typical safety.
All right, who's your last?
Jalen Ramsey moves people around.
So okay.
I don't think you're going to see a lot of two safeties. You're going to see some, but you're not going to see a safety playing.
Who's the center fielder?
Juan Hill playing 90% of the snaps.
Who's the center fielder? Adam Heisdew? Who's it going to be?
Depends on the formation. If there's a formation of, say, two wide receivers, maybe Jalen Ramsey's on the field, then he could play center field.
Okay.
Maybe they bring in both Chuck Clark and Deshaun Elliott, they all say they can play the deep center field. So
well, that's comforting.
A lot of times they don't believe that they might not need that last line of defense because their corners are so good at man. So I don't look at that as an issue. I just think that that safety position might have been overvalued a little bit by them over the past couple of years, and they just realize that you get a playmaker like Ramsey. Of course, he's unique. He can fill a lot of those roles that are taken there. So I wouldn't really just say Juan Thornhill is a Ryan Clark-like guy. It's just not going to be the same type of defense.
Okay. Roman Wilson appears to have come around at least yesterday. He got a break when Calvin Austin was out, and he took advantage of it. Tell us about him.
Roman Wilson. He's still got a way to go, but he's – obviously working hard. He got the opportunity now with Austin out. Once again, ironically enough, he had his best game when Jalen Ramsey wasn't out there. Is that by coincidence again? I don't know. I don't think so. But he's starting to get better. He had a good offseason. I don't know if he's a guy that's going to be your prototypical 270 catches. I don't know if they expect that from him right now at all.
Well, I'm just wondering, is he functional? It seemed like it was trending. It was trending toward he's not even going to play. Stuff like that. Is he any good?
He has all the things to make you a good receiver. I mean, he can catch the ball. He's fast. I think his route running's good. He's tough. He can block. It's just a point of he missed all of last year. So you can – Steelers and Tomlin can – paint it however they want. He should be a second-year player because he was in our system last year. He didn't play. He played 5 snaps last year. He practiced very little last year. So this is like being a rookie. So it's going to take him some time. That's why I think Calvin Austin got that leg up if the injury is not too bad. And I think that's why you see the depth chart yesterday and you saw how the depth chart was. And I see that not with Wilson at 5, because that doesn't mean anything, because I think they put him in alphabetical order, to be honest with you. But they had basically telling you that they're starting 2 tight ends, right, with the Freiermuth and or Jonnu. So that's the plan.
I'll leave you with this. The more realistic experiment, the one that has a chance to go better, Mark Robinson at fullback or Mount Washington at tackle?
Neither. I don't want to see neither. First of all, Mark Robinson at fullback, that's just goofy. It's not going to work. Okay. Mount Washington, man, he can block, but there's a difference between a blocking tight end and a guy who is a tackle who probably has never done a kick step in his life to try to get, you know, maybe block Max Crosby, you know.
Right.
Maybe on goal line situations where he just –
I don't know if he could block Sidney Crosby at this point, but go ahead.
But let me tell you, probably the star of camp so far has been Darnell Washington.
Wow.
Probably.
Tell me more about that in your final 30 seconds.
Well, he's taken to a different level. Not only is he doing these red zone blocking out bodies, going up and get the old Ouija Thompson catch, so to speak, back from the 80s.
Yeah.
The guy can block like a madman. He got some speed where it's just not these 5-yard curls. He can spread the field a little bit, and he's just been doing everything perfect. Not perfect,
so are you telling me that our friend Artie is going to actually incorporate him into the offense with Jonnu Smith and Freiermuth and DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson and Caleb Johnson and Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell?
When you put it that way,
what's it going to be, a 15-man offense?
There's going to be situations. That lower red zone is huge for Darnell Washington. That 10 yards and in, where
is he going to jump this year? Last year on the famous Russell Wilson play, he never jumped in the end zone.
Oh, the guy is—he just has to box him out and reach up, man. What were they calling him? The cheat code? He's a cheat code. You can't stop him right now. And I think Aaron Rodgers, if one guy is smart enough to say, "I know how this guy can be useful. Let me throw him the ball in the end zone."
I do like that idea.
Artie Smith. Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is saying, "Hey, I've had big tight ends before, and I know how to use them. This is the guy I'm going to use around this area." So I think, considering where he was at last year, Darnell, where I didn't even think he was going to make it through his first contract. I mean, me and him could probably you couldn't tell which ones had torn Achilles because we both walked like old people. That's how bad he looked. To turn into this year is just amazing.
Good stuff. That actually sounds good to me. Thank you, big boy.
All right, Joe and Dom, I'm going to go and follow him on Twitter.
See you, buddy. What a wonderful patriot he is, huh, Dom?
I love Mark.
Yeah. He's very lovable. Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? Mount Washington, the star of camp?
I can't get over the pinky injury. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to hurt a finger, I guess the pinky is the one you want to go, but still.
Still pretty important. On a snap.
It's weird. Yeah.
You got some big shoes to fill here, Dominator. His name is City Limits, and every day he does the Limitless Express, which is our version of the football fix. The floor is yours.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Joe, thank you for the floor. I have three big NFL stories for this beautiful Wednesday, August 6th. Number one, Joe.
Yeah.
The ESPN NFL deal is now official. Both sides have announced it this week, which means ESPN will acquire NFL Network, Red Zone, NFL Fantasy. They'll get some regular season games. The part that's very interesting in all this, Dr. Starkey, is the NFL will now own 10% of ESPN.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm not saying there's a conflict of interest, but I'm also not saying there's not a conflict of interest, because this is a very fascinating relationship that has now developed.
Yeah, there's conflicts of interest everywhere these days. A limitless wonder. I mean, Dom. Nobody cares. They just want to watch football. They want to bet on it, and they want to have their fantasy teams. And it will remain America's number one sport. And whether we believe that, I don't know, pick an ESPN personality, whether we believe Stephen A. Smith is being influenced by the NFL owning ESPN, who cares? Nobody cares.
That I don't think people would care about, but when it comes to people reporting on actual stories and not just giving opinions, when you are working for a company that is partially owned by the NFL and you're reporting on NFL stories,
yeah,
I think it could get a little dicey.
Yeah, the same is true across the world. Look at newspapers and who they're owned by. There's conflicts of interest everywhere. As I said, nobody cares. The NFL season's going to start. And people will bet, and they'll watch their fantasy teams, and they'll have parties and watch their home team. And the last thing on their minds will be, wait, what percentage of ESPN does the NFL own again? Nobody, period, cares, period.
Well, Mike Florio tweeted about it yesterday, and it got millions of views.
Isn't he a nice man?
So I think some people care, but regardless.
No, actually, nobody does once the games start. It's an interesting story. Food for thought, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
So the preseason coaches poll came out for college football.
Yeah.
Now, the AP poll doesn't release until Monday, but usually these line up somewhat well.
Yes.
My biggest takeaway, Dr. Starkey, is Texas was number one. Ohio State was number two. And if that holds in the AP poll, which again, AP and coaches usually line up, it would be the first time ever that we get number one versus number two week one of the college football season. I mean, could we have been handed a better game to kick off the fall?
Nobody cares. It's only a... I'm only kidding. Everybody cares.
Everybody
about that.
Cares. I'm going to the game.
That's good stuff. And people complain about these polls. I think they're great. It's interesting. It's fun. I like them. It's just sports. And what's the big deal about an AP poll coming out? Yeah, rank the teams. Tell us who you think are the best teams. We have a little something to go by then, a little fodder to talk about. It's just sports. It's fun. Now, the coaches poll is an absolute joke because there isn't a coach in America who's, you know, watching the team. A team that isn't in his conference every week, he's focused on his team and the team he's scouting, the next team he plays, the team in his conference. And any coach out there who says that he's the one who actually votes and cares about this is lying. It's the sports information director that votes for him. You think in week three, Kirk Ferentz is watching, well, I was going to say USC, but now they're, I can't even keep track of the conferences anymore. They're all in the same conference, it seems like, and they all will be soon. There's going to be one big super conference. But if you think that Kirk Ferentz, as an example, is watching Navy's games on a weekly basis and has an informed opinion on Navy, you're out of your mind. It's the sports information director. The very notion of a coach's poll is an absolute farce. But then again, it's only sports and it's just fun.
Someone made a good point. I don't know where I heard this or I'd give it credit. They said the AP poll this year going into the season is going to be the most irrelevant AP poll ever put out because there are, I think, three top 15 matchups in week one, LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame, Miami.
Yeah.
So it's going to shift around tremendously after week one. So really, the AP poll going, you know, the preseason one, is not going to last very long. But
you know what stood out to me?
Go ahead.
Others receiving votes. Buffalo got one.
And Nobody cares.
I wore my University of Buffalo bucket hat today and was panned in the opening segment for it. Where's Penn State?
Three, I think.
Three. Well, Pitt didn't even get a receiving vote, did they?
No. Rightfully so.
How about Crowley's boys out in West Virginia? Anybody
They're
vote
not receiving
for
votes.
How does the University of Buffalo get a vote, not West Virginia and Pitt? What's happened to our teams? Or at least Crowley's team and Pitt. Vanderbilt got 3 votes?
They get votes every year. Someone picked them to win the SEC.
My God, where is Pitt in West Virginia? Huh? Dom?
Neither of them should be receiving votes, although I did see somebody on ESPN say Pitt could be a dark horse in the ACC.
Looks like Clemson's back, huh?
Yeah, Cade Klubnik, part of that excellent QB draft class. If he pans out like people think, then Clemson could be very good.
Surprised that Penn State only got 14 first-place votes, where Texas and Ohio State both got 20 or more?
Yes, I would not have Penn State number one, but on paper, there's certainly an argument. They have the defensive coordinator from Ohio State. They have Drew Aller, maybe the best running back duo in the country, Catron Allen and Singleton. They got Trevor Peña from Syracuse. Defense could be the best in the nation.
Yeah.
On paper, they're excellent. But their head coach is still James Franklin.
What's wrong with that? He had 2 playoff wins last year, and he has...
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I don't count those as playoff wins.
Oh, boy, here we go with another Dom horrible hot take.
Do you count SMU and Boise State as significant playoff wins? Because I
don't. Any playoff win is significant, first of all.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
SMU should not have been in, and Boise State barely got in.
Was it the college football playoff?
Not really, no.
No, it wasn't a playoff.
Well, Bama should have gotten in. What would you call it? Bama should have gotten in over SMU, and Boise State just got in because of the seeding.
So you rip this guy when he doesn't win big games, and then when he does, you still rip him.
Because they're not big games, Joe.
They're not. Are you listening to that out there?
They played 3 big games last year. Ohio State lost. That was at home, by the way. Oregon lost.
Those games didn't matter at all.
Notre Dame.
They wound up playing at home in the playoff.
SMU and Boise State, Joe, those aren't big games.
They're playoff games. That's like saying, yeah, the Steelers didn't beat the Ravens, but they won playoff games and advanced to the AFC title game.
What's bigger, the
regular season Ravens game or winning playoff games?
Look who they were playing.
Who cares?
I do, because we're talking about James Franklin can't win the big one. Their biggest game of the year was against Notre Dame.
No, we're
that
talking
was
about James
game.
Franklin can't win big ones, plural. Not the big one.
Okay,
I guess people talk about that too, but they say he doesn't win enough big games. Well, he won 2 pretty damn big games last year.
No, he did not.
And I'm not even a James Franklin fan, and I'm getting sick of people ripping them for last year. You want to rip him for other years? Go ahead. Last year, Penn State had a really, really good year.
And they lost all 3 of their biggest games.
Next.
Last story.
I can't.
Shedeur Sanders is expected to start Friday season opener for the Browns, in
yes.
which, I don't know if this is going to be on NFL Network or whatever. It could be
ESPN,
the...
ESPN, you mean? Yeah.
Is it on ESPN?
No, I'm kidding, because of the ESPN NFL Network tie. You were lost on that
joke
one.
Went right over my head?
Yes.
This could be the highest rated preseason game ever.
In your opinion, or people are saying that?
I've heard people say that, and in my opinion, depending on...
You've heard many people say that?
I've heard people throw that out there. Don't mince words, Joe. The point is that Shedeur Sanders, who is as big a lightning rod in the NFL as we have right now,
yes.
is starting a game this week.
I know, and RG3 thinks he's being set up to fail, which I don't understand. I don't understand that. They have 18 quarterbacks there. They drafted him. When did they draft him? The 6th round? What does he want them to do? Give him first team reps all summer? I don't get it. He's getting a chance in this game. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be watching. I'm very interested. You might be right about that. There haven't been many preseason games that I can think of that I'm more interested in than seeing this. Is Dylan Gabriel going to play at all, or is he hurt?
By the way, Shedeur is the 5th round pick, but either way, the point stands. I think RG3's point, I don't know what his point was, but I would guess he's saying that the Browns have not set up anybody to succeed at the quarterback position, and Shedeur is just another guy in line.
Well, that wasn't what he was saying, but you're right about that. Like, the easy reply to him is, yeah, and which quarterback have the Browns set up for success? Anybody come to mind?
I don't know. Baker played pretty well
there. They pretty much sabotaged Baker at the end of his Browns career when he was playing with a broken rib, as I recall.
And they unceremoniously shipped him out of town to bring in Deshaun, and that blew up in their face.
Yes.
Next. Do you watch, that's the last story, but I'll piggyback off of that.
Go ahead. No, we're past noon. We have to go.
Well, just hold on real quick. Will you watch preseason games that aren't featuring the Steelers?
Yes. I like preseason football. We talked about this yesterday, particularly the Steelers, because we get to see guys we wouldn't ordinarily see. Think about how great it would have been to watch Will Howard if he didn't get hurt. This would have been our chance. I would talk about a preseason game I'm riveted to. It would have been great. And it still will be to see a bunch of guys. And I do that for other teams as well. Do you?
Yeah, I saw Donnie tweet that out. If people are going to watch non-Steelers preseason games, I mean, that's I'm psyched.
I'm not sitting there in the fourth quarter watching games, but the beginnings of games, yes, and then I'll tune in to see a certain guy play, yeah.
Sure, 100%. I love preseason football.
Well, perhaps you could have a party and me and Donnie could come over.
You wouldn't show up.
Yeah, I would.
We were supposed to play basketball last week and you didn't show up, so how can I trust you're coming to my preseason party?
That's a good point. Coming up next, Dan Zangrilli will be in studio. Trade deadline fallout. Where do we go from here with the Pirates? Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of Louis Lips today, that's 83. At least I think it was. A low of Jaromir Jagr at 68. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.